This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Anthony Barnes has quite a task. He has to convince lawmakers in Montgomery the Birmingham Waterworks Board's the best thing since sliced bread. The Birmingham City Council has hired Barnes as a lobbyist to help fight a proposed bill that would change representation on the board and bring other new restrictions. The move, though, leaves Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald sighing. He joins us as he does most Thursday mornings. John, good to have you here.
Good to be here, Andrew.
Well, who is Anthony Barnes?
Well, Anthony Barnes was chairman of the Birmingham Waterworks for quite a long time, served on the Waterworks Board for 21 years, despite the fact that they had, when he began, a two-year limit on terms, and they broke that just for him. He was there a long time. He is no longer there. But frankly, he's one of the reasons that this bill to regulate the Waterworks Board developed in the legislature.
And so is that why you find yourself sighing when you hear about Barnes being hired?
Right, because, it's in addition to throwing good money after bad in this situation, it demonstrates exactly what the perception of what went wrong with the Waterworks Board was by the legislators who drew this thing up.
Well, you write about Barnes' connections from serving as Birmingham Mayor William Bell's reelection committee co-chair, connections to an engineering firm that gets a lot of business from the Waterworks Board. So are you saying that this is more about you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back than actual lobbying ability?
Well, I mean, he hasn't had a whole lot of lobbying ability in the past, and you scratch my back, I scratch yours is a hallmark of the Waterworks Board. Sometimes it seems like job one down there. But when Barnes was chairman of the board, I mean, he was one of the ones who often got much meeting pay, a lot of travel, a lot of expenses for lunches and those sorts of things. And those are exactly the kind of things that Paul DeMarco and Jabbo Wagner were looking at when they sponsored this bill.
Well, the city and Waterworks Board are spending tens of thousands of dollars to fight this bill. They're fighting a Republican supermajority in the legislature. You know, what hope do they have?
Well, you know, blocking a bill is an awful lot easier than passing it. But certainly the Republican stronghold down there really seems to like this bill. And the Democrats here in Jefferson County have argued that they're going to, you know, bring out all the stops and go to guerrilla warfare to stop it. But that takes a lot of weaponry.
Well, apart from Montgomery, there is a public relations effort. We're seeing educational articles being promoted by the Waterworks Board. Do you see that PR effort having any effect?
The best hope we can really have is that people start looking at this as an unwinnable war. And William Bell this week said that, you know, maybe it's time to negotiate compromise in which some of the elements of the bill, the public hearings before rate increases, the limitations on pay and those sorts of things can be worked out as long as they end that part about spreading representation on the board. So I think maybe the best thing we can hope for as people in this area is that they can reach that sort of compromise, because that would be good for everybody.
Well, with the legislative session now underway, Alabama's Attorney General Luther Strange is among those who has a wish list for lawmakers. At the top of his list are changes which would speed up death penalty appeals. Now, John, you've written critically about this, but death penalty appeals can drag on for decades in some cases. You know, why isn't this a good idea?
They do drag on a long time, and mine was really a word of caution at a day and age when we have huge prison overcrowding and huge prison budget problems and law enforcement problems. This is not going to be a panacea, and it really deals with a very few people. It's a hot button issue that does that. And as we go forward with this, we really just need to make sure we have the right people and not rush people to death.
Well, another bill that the Attorney General is pushing would expand when local law enforcement could listen in on telephone calls. Tell us more about what this would do.
It would give, just in the day of the NSA, of course, when a lot of people are worried about that, it would give some local governments, some local officials, the ability to wiretap in situations of some serious crimes, murders, child pornography, a few crimes, not public corruption, by the way, but a few crimes that the lawmakers felt like they could justify.
Well, with murders, child pornography, it seems like it's a good idea to give law enforcement tools to go after that.
Well, if you want the sheriff of Jefferson Shelby County to be wiretapping your phones, maybe that's a good idea. I think that, you know, it's a fairly slippery slope to get into doing this, particularly, you know, as we've seen some problems across the board.
You mentioned the NSA. Do you see in the era of Edward Snowden revelations this bill having any trouble?
Well, you know, it's a controversial issue, and there will be people, I guess people like me, a few of them out there, who are made a little worried by it. I think, you know, we when it comes to issues of safety, we often err the other way.
Oh, we just have a moment or so left, but John gets hot under the collar from time to time, but now he's upset because Alabama dropped in a couple of lists of most corrupt states. But, John, isn't it a good thing to not be as high on this list anymore?
Yeah, that's, of course, a little tongue-in-cheek. The surprising thing was that, you know, what I call the golden age of corruption, back when we had Larry Langford and Mary Buckaloo and Gary White and the whole gang at the county, is long since gone. But it's interesting to look around, and both the Attorney General's office and the feds here are making a lot of cases, and we really actually still rank pretty highly, just not as high profile.
John, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.